Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Whew, man, it's awesome when you press into the Lord. I don't know what you're experiencing, but the more and more I press in, the more and more I feel His presence. There's nothing like being in His presence. It's just not. I believe we're all called to do that. We're all called to enter in and to get a sense of what that's like. But sometimes we've got to go through some stuff. We've got to work through our stuff to get even closer. We've got level one that's coming, and level one is about your identity. I just talked to a lady this morning, and she was saying all these negative things about her, and I said, can you sign up for level one? Like, you have lies. You've built up things in your mind of who you are. She doesn't understand that she's seated at the right hand of the Father. She didn't understand that she is a daughter of the God of Most High. She didn't understand that stuff, and I'm explaining it to her, and I said, if you really want to get this into you, come to level one, you'll learn it. And you're saying, all right, Jay, you've talked about level one. I'll say, all right, well, I'm going to let someone else explain it. So Damien, come on up. Let's give a hand for Damien. Damien has gone through level one, gone through level two. He's going to teach part of level one. He's going to do some teaching on level two. Now, you don't teach level one, level two, unless you believe in what it is, right? And this stuff, I'll let him share, but this stuff has impacted him. So again, level one is all about your identity. Level two deals with emotional health. And you got to go places you may not want to go, but you'll become freer because of it. But let's hear what Damien has to say.
Thank you, Pastor. I sit in the back and I think about what can I share with you guys that would get you interested in going to level one. But the fact is that level one, discipleship, is so packed with so many things. It's hard to unpack all of that it contains. So talking to Pastor Craig during the break, he mentioned the word pathway. And I think that that is the key word. That discipleship program is a pathway, and we have to think about our pathway. How did we get here? What have you gone through? So discipleship program deals with that pathway, deals with that walk that you've had on this earth, and it deals with the fact that we are all carrying things. And there are always something that we need to deal with in our lives. And one of those things is that identity aspect of it. I'm absolutely crazy about discipleship because I think it's revolutionary. I think it deals with so many parts of us at the same time that it's hard to compare to anything that is out there. I think it is the absolute very best discipleship program that is in existence today. So I encourage every single person here, if you haven't gone through it, to go through it. It starts September 8th. If your life with the Lord needs a jump start, maybe you've gotten into this routine, maybe it's become habitual, maybe you've grown stale, maybe you need to get closer to the Lord. It's time to get started again. It's time to dive deep into the Lord. So I just encourage everyone to join in. So God bless you guys.
Thanks, Damien. Again, come hang out. You'll learn some stuff. It will impact your life, I promise. It's really good. So September 8th, if you want to sign up, you can sign up in guest services in the foyer. And we would love to have you guys. It's a Saturday seminar, and then we have four consecutive Sundays, and that's level one. It's 21 days of you going through stuff and learning your identity and really unwiring some things that have probably been crossed. And it's powerful. So we've been in this powerful series of worship. And I read this, I don't know, the day or two ago, I says, you will always become like the one you worship. Chew on that for a minute. You will always become like the one you worship. I don't know what that is for you. Hopefully, it's Jesus. Hopefully, it's God. But we all have other stuff in our lives that sometimes we give priority to that sometimes we need to look at and, man, maybe I need to look at that and change that a little bit. For me, this last week, if any of you guys follow Leah and I on Facebook, these are joys, tears of joy. For the first time, I don't know, 2.5 years, that my daughter's been able to go to school for a full week. She She told us on August 15th that she was so tired of not feeling well that she stood up in her room and just said, God, I am done with this. I declare my body to be healthy, and she's been fine ever since. So if you want to read more about that, you can follow us on Facebook. But it's when you look at all the doctors and all the different things we've done and been through, and you're just like, this kid, first day of school. So she's going to school with me at the high school I work at. And first day of school, she's up at 6 in the morning. She knocks on the door and has breakfast made for me. Don't worry, Taylor, I owe you money because I'm talking about you. I know. She's burying her head in the back. Dad. And my wife is up because, of course, she's got to take pictures of us in the front, in front of the door, and all these, you know, things for everything, right? Pictures for everything. My wife picture me. Anyway, so I go with it. But I get up in the morning, I go to change. My wife's in the closet, and she's got tears running down her face because we're just like, our kid is excited to go to school. She's got no fear. She's feeling great. Like, this is amazing. So I told my wife, can you stay in the closet till you stop crying? Because I don't want to get her all emotional before it. Don't come out till you're done crying. it's been an amazing week, but I believe this wholeheartedly that, you know, Heather told Leah and I, we're talking about praying, and she goes, you guys need to contend. She saw certain things in the spiritual realm. So I don't know what, 2 weeks it's been, 3 weeks, every night, maybe we've missed a couple nights, but almost every night we're praying specifically to break things off from generations of our family. We've been praying against perfectionism. We've been praying against just all kind of anxiety and depression and different things that come through. We've just been fighting and contending. And then our kid is as good as she's ever been. She's got her life back. She's back at school. She's loving school. It's nothing short of a miracle. First day of school, somebody asked her for her cell phone number. Second day, so she ate in my classroom the first day. Second day, she comes to get her lunch. I said, oh, you can hang out with us. She goes, no, I got some friends. I'm going to go hang out with them. I was kind of bummed. I'm like, I was going to, like, give me a couple weeks, like, let her hang out with me at lunch, but whatever, you roll with it, right? And then really look out, because Thursday, she passed her driver's test, and now she's a licensed driver, so. All new beginnings. It's amazing. But, guys, it's 2.5 years of battle and struggle and pain and suffering. And I know some of you guys are going through it, and you've gone through it longer. We've been praying for other family members that are still having health issues. I don't know why he chooses to heal some and not. I don't understand all that. But what I do know is that I'll never stop believing. I'll never stop contending. And I believe this. If we start coming Thursday nights and we start contending and we get on our faith, we're going to see even more breakthrough. We're going to see God even move even more here. I don't know about you, but I'm fired up to see it happen. I believe it. I believe so strongly that God, because I've seen it in my own life. I've witnessed it. I've been a part of it. I've seen it happen. There's something about that just stirs me up and it fires me up. Last service, it took a little longer to get to this point. This service, I got a little more time with the mic. But we've been on this great series about worship. And worship for me is just everything I am. Everything I do, everything that I'm about needs to be worship, right? Well, I'm driving in the car, walking in the park, riding my bike, hanging out with friends, I'm on the phone, I'm teaching, I'm working, whatever I'm doing, I'm worshiping God, whatever I'm doing. When you worship constantly, you will learn to recognize His presence. I'm learning that at new levels. I'm learning at new levels what His presence really is, and I'm recognizing things that I've never even recognized before. Like, just even in worship, just feeling His presence, like, I'm not a feeler guy. Like, Craig's like, you got to share your story. I said, I got in touch with my feelings again if I share my story. He just laughs at me. He goes, welcome to my world. Right? I mean, I'm a sports guy, grew up, like, you don't have emotion. Dad was in the military. This is what you do. And I'm learning. The more I worship and spend time with God, I recognize His presence, and I can't help but become overcome by it. I want you to experience that. Some of you do. I want you to experience it at a deeper level. Some, like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Come hang out. Go to discipleship. Come on Tuesdays. Come Thursday night. I'm telling you, it's going to be powerful. In that worship series, it was awesome. Christy and Pastor did a great job. One of Christy's points is, as our response in worship is a reflection of our identity and how we view God. Our response in worship is a reflection of our identity and how we view God. Our worship is a reflection of the value we place on the presence of God. What value do you place on his presence? I don't know about you, but I'm in his presence. That's when I really start to hear from the Lord. Next thing you know, I just start writing stuff down. When I'm up here worshiping and I knew I'm doing transition or something, all of a sudden the Lord gives me something because I'm in his presence. So if I wouldn't otherwise get in my own, it wouldn't be just kind of my own thing. I don't want my own thing anyway. I want the Holy Spirit to speak to me, and that's what I'm supposed to say. That's what it's about, his presence. Christy also talked about on earth as it is in heaven is God's will for his people here and now. This is something like down the road. He wants us to experience on earth what's going on in heaven. I'm ready. Let's do this. But we have to be worshipers. We have to commit. Remember I said you will always become like the one you worship. Imagine if we all started looking more and more like Jesus. What would that do? It would revolutionize things. When you worship consistently, you recognize his presence. And then you also see the anointing at other levels you haven't before. I said at first service, I was hanging out with Daryl the other day, and I just saw there's something on Daryl. There's an anointing that God is putting on him because of the commitment he's made to the Lord. And in my new role, I'm like, my job is to try to pull that out, whatever that is. I've got to find out what that is. I got to hang out with him. I got to spend some time. Lord, give me wisdom of what you want from Daryl. How do you want me to help him grow? What do you want me to do to try to stretch him? Because there's a calling on his life. He impacts people's life. His love for the Lord is contagious. But it's only contagious because he sits in his presence. It's not something that this is him. This is God coming out of him. That's what draws people in, is this presence. And I joked around first service that my daughter has these new group of friends at school, at a new school, and one of the boys looks at her, and he can't figure out what's going on with her. He, like, looks at her funny. He goes, that's just weird. He goes, are you from Ohio or something? We're like, what? Who says that? And then we started talking. We're just like, you know what it is? It's his presence. It's his presence. This kid sees something different. He can't figure out what it is. But you know, and I know, when you're full of God's presence, you're walking with him, and those moments when you're tight with the Lord, you just walk around. People, they see it. They understand there's something different about you. Maybe you're just from Iowa. I don't know. Maybe you're from Ohio. I don't know. She'd have two freshman boys say she's got pretty blue eyes. So I'm going to have to figure out who those kids are because I do work at the school. So, but they're freshmen, so I don't have to really worry about it. But I'm like, that's pretty bold for a freshman to ask them to a junior. I'm getting all fired up. I got to step in on that. But that worship series was awesome. It is amazing. It's amazing that when we will spend time worshiping the Lord, how we will grow. And I want to challenge all of us to put certain things aside, things that we worship, we don't even realize worship, and let's start to focus and worship him. And let's see what happens in the spiritual realm. I'm telling you, there's things that we don't even understand. I just told Heather during last service or in the break, she has an understanding in the spiritual realm that I haven't grasped yet. She's like, well, that's where I came from. That's why I said, I know. That's why I want to be around you. I want to understand. You told Lee and I to start praying this way, and all of a sudden our kid is healed. Whoa, what is that? There's something else there. It makes me hungry for more. But today we're here to honor a family. A family that has given their life to this place. a family that was living up in Santa Maria and had a district youth job, and life was great and things were going well, and they're having fun and they are running camps, and man, life was going good. And then somebody says, "Why don't you check out this church in Laverne? We think we want you to pastor it." And he's, okay, they drive down, and they're the whole sanctuary is like from here to here, and there's like 10 people in it. Right? In your flesh, at least in my flesh, I'm like, I'm not taking over a church of 10 people. I'm running 500,000-600,000 kids every summer at camp. I'm doing greater things up there. That's in my flesh, right? That's what I'm thinking. You know what they do? They come down and they pastor it. 20 years later, here they are. That's amazing. Bill Johnson said this the other day. I was listening to a sermon. He says, some people will see revival in your church if you just honored your pastor. Let's honor our pastors. Give honor equal to the gift and anointing. This man's got a gift. There's an apostolic calling on this man's life. If you've been around him for any time, you know it. We honor that. We're going to see that in the kingdom. We're going to see that here. We're going to see that unfold even more. When we talk about honor, esteem, value, or great respect, to honor someone is to value him highly or bestow upon value. Peter tells us to honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. The idea of honoring others, especially those in authority, comes from the fact that God represents, or that the representative God ultimate, that God is the ultimate authority, right? God is the ultimate authority over this place, but he's put this couple in charge of this place. We're supposed to honor them, which brings honor to God. If we don't honor them, God doesn't honor this place. The Bible speaks of another noteworthy group of people, talking about a double honor, leadership of the church. It says, let the elders who rule be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. I haven't done this for that long, but preaching, there's a lot of labor that goes in to get ready for it. This man's done it for 20 years here, not to mention other places. But it's a double honor. I pray a double honor, a blessing on you guys today for your labor over this church, over this place. It's a labor of love, but it's labor. It's tough. I've done it faithfully for 20 years. So we're going to honor them today. We're going to bless them today. But we've got a video that we've put together, so hang out, relax, and enjoy the video. Well, would you guys come forward? Let's stand and honor them. Give them a hand. Craig and Chris, you guys come forward. If we could have staff and council, you guys come. We're going to pray over them for a minute here. And I've asked Dr. Jim Adams to come pray. He's known Pastor Craig longer, probably, than I've been alive, but I wouldn't say, did I say that out loud? I think I did say that out loud. But they go way back, and Jim is the president over at Life Pacific College and has been a part of this church, I think, before I even got here, which was 20 years ago. So I asked him if he would come pray, and he's got a few things he wants to share before he prays.
What an honor. And I won't take very long, but you may want to just be seated for a moment, because that way when we pray and you stand up, it'll be just so cool. So as we're standing as a cloud of witnesses, it's such an honor to celebrate with you the halfway point of your 40 years here, and excited to pray with you and to honor you. So Pastor Craig, Christine, we met in 1995, And the circumstances have always stuck with me because when we met, that was when I handed the baton over to you as a Western District Youth Director. And we were in Fresno, California. We were at the convention center with a couple thousand teenagers. And our mutual friend Bernie Fetterman and I cooked up a way to be able to do this in a creative way. So what we did was we made a video. And that video was Bernie went out and he rented this black mafia-style Lincoln Continental. And we shot the video, and it was Craig and Bernie kidnapping me out of my room at the Holiday Inn. So they grab me, they rope me up, they wrap me with duct tape, and they throw me into the trunk of the Lincoln. And off we go out to the desert, and we roll into the desert. With the car moving slowly, the trunk pops open, and I am thrown out on the desert floor. And then the room lights come up, and Craig walks on stage, and we welcome our new youth director. So anyway, that was that transition.
So if you want a ministry position, that's exactly how you get one.
Well, a few months later at summer camp, and I was invited, Pastor Craig invited me to come up to Old Oak Ranch, my old hangout, and to present to the students there about the college. And that night, that first night, we hung out, and we talked all night long. Literally, the sun came up, and we both realized we were going to have a long day ahead of us at camp with no sleep. But that all-night opportunity began. That was the seeds of a lifelong friendship now. All these years as my pastor, and I was sharing with Christine earlier how she has just brightened my life so many times over the last 20 years. We walk into a room together, the four of us, and instantly you make everyone feel like they're the most important person in the world. So thank you for that. I have many more stories, which I'm not going to tell. But I will tell this one last thing, because it is the only thing in my memory over these last 20 years that I really can hold against you. It's the one thing that I am just still upset about and can't get over. So those of you been around here for a while, you know that whenever Pastor Craig mentions his children in a sermon, they get $5, right? This has been going on for years. So it's publicly known, and I've always sat there and stewed because I have never got one thin dime out of him all the times I've been mentioned in a sermon. So as the president of Life Pacific, soon to be university, we can fix this with a donation to the university. So I just wanted to let you know. Would you all stand, please? And let's gather around and also extend your hands to Craig and Christine as we pray this prayer of thanksgiving and blessing for their lives. And Lord, we are so grateful for the Lawrence family. We are so grateful that you brought them here to Pastor Craig's hometown, where once he had been known as the drug kingpin, and now he is known as the pastor of a community and the leader of people into freedom and righteousness and salvation and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, as we lay hands on them now, grateful for their years of ministry, we're thankful that in every moment of every day, they have sought after you and listened to you. They have employed the gifts of an apostle and a prophet and a pastor and a teacher to disciple and lead others into freedom. And Lord, we are so thankful for in the years to come, you are going to continue to build upon this 20-year foundation of touching a community and bringing freedom to lives. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Craig and Christine, and we ask that, for them and their family, that all the days of their lives they will bask in the glory, not of their own accomplishments, but of what you have done in them, the Holy Spirit. And as we extend our hands towards them now, that is not only a symbol of prayer, it is a symbol of connection. They are our pastors, and we are so thankful, Lord, that they lead us well. We feel secure with them. And we believe that you have placed them here, not by an accident, by your eternal purposes, to touch the people of New Life, of Pomona, and beyond. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing on their lives. Strength upon strength on their lives. And thank you, Lord, for this man and this woman who serve you so faithfully. As Robbie Booth said, his middle name is faithfulness. And we could not agree more, Lord, as we give thanks for them. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
We give it up one more time for them. Come on, one more time. Well, first service, we did a little food thing and celebrated, and I wasn't giving Pastor Craig the microphone, but since we did it in between, now I'm probably going to have to hand it off, and I don't know what's going to happen, but we do have some things we want to present, so you guys got to come back up again. And then here's the mic, boss.
We are so thankful. God's kindness is beyond description to me. And to know that for the high majority in this room, we've been doing it together for a lot of years. Our goal is to never just walk through religious stuff because that is so stale and boring. But it's what people were talking about. It's encountering Jesus. It's his presence. It changes everything. And ironically, in my Bible reading time, I've been in Exodus. And some people think the Bible is boring. It's not boring. And from Genesis to Revelation, if we look beneath the scene, it's all about his presence. It's his desire to be with us. But as Jay was talking earlier, we get these beliefs that he doesn't really want to be with me. Or he doesn't want to be. And those lies kill the body of Christ. And we're learning how to break those. We're learning how to stand and fight spiritual battles so that our families can get healthy, so that the next generation of young people growing up don't have to go through what some of us had to go through, some of the marriage struggles, some of the kids' struggles, some of the life struggles, that the goal for all of us is that we would keep growing, right? That for the next 20 years, I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you. But don't take it the wrong way. I don't want to be the senior pastor of this church for 20 more years. But I would be happy to be a papa at the church. I'll happy to be a senior leader at the church. But the responsibility of all of that would need to be on somebody else's table. But I'll be here to walk and talk and help. Amen? So we're so grateful.
So how beautiful you look. So over the years, I've teased the Lord a little bit and said, if Craig and I are what you have to choose from down here, it's pretty not good for you, Lord. So we're just grateful that over these years that the Lord has worked in us. He's been so good to us to heal us. Because I'm sorry to remember back to those 20 years ago. We were a hot mess back then. You know, brand new pastors didn't know what we were doing and so much hurt inside of us. But we come to you and we're a lot more healed today. We can love you much better. And when I look back, I love all of you here. But what's really special to me are those of you that have stuck with us for so many years. That makes me cry. That you guys, some of you have been so angry with us and so hurt with us. And you've still stuck with us. And I thank you for sticking with us because that's like family. And that's what really touches our hearts. So the best is that you guys stuck with us. Thank you.
This is exactly why you guys have to go to discipleship. because the healthier we get, here's just some fun truth telling. So one day Christine looked at me as we're, how many guys know we're all screwed up? Come on. So we're growing. And one day in this last season, she looked at me as we're going through level one, because we go through it with you. Amen. We're not here to tell you to do it. We're here to walk through you with it. And so she looked at me one day and she goes, you know what I'm realizing? Everything's not your fault. I thought, God bless Billy DeRay. Like 7 years of like getting a doctorate and rewriting. It used to drive me crazy. I'm like, bro, are you not done yet? He's like, I got to do more. After that comment, I'm like, do you need another year, bro? Because that was the greatest thing ever. And I could quit blaming my dad for everything. For real. And I could love a papa who has love for us beyond what we know. And that's what Christianity really is supposed to be. That was what broke Papa's heart. When you go all the way back to Genesis, what broke his heart, when sin entered, it was the separation. He never separated. Adam and Eve separated. Somebody last week came up and said, Pastor, I've been away from the Lord for years, but I'm coming back, and I thought he was away from me for all these years, but you know what? I realized he was always there. I was the one running. And I go, yeah, I do it a lot, but I'm learning to quit running from him and running to him. Amen? So let's all stand together. Father, we love you. And New Life, I just want to say thank you so much. As we continue to grow, as we continue to fulfill the destiny and the purposes of the kingdom and of our Father, like it's us. Like when I think about encounter and discipleship and everything we do in food ministries and everybody we touch, it's us. It's not a few pastors. It's us. We are the family. All of us are the family. And I believe this. The more people in our culture realize that, where it's not just religious and judgmental and the weird stuff that we maybe have been in the past, God's letting people see the genuineness of who Jesus really is. And that matters a lot. So I just say thank you guys so much. It's been so fun and amazing and crazy. And I believe this. I just believe we're getting ready. Like the foundation we've worked on for the last few years, it's been rough. Any of you that know building, the foundation's always the hardest part. And you got to go deep. Because if you don't go deep, if you don't hit bedrock, then whatever you build is going to fall. I believe this. We've hit bedrock. And now 2018 is a year of new beginnings. It is. And now we're going to start building up. And as we do, guess what? Earthquakes will come. Guess what? Life will come. Our building will rock some, but it's not going to fall. Because we're built on the solid foundation of Jesus, right? So we really do love you guys. We really do pray. Like, for real, we pray for all of you all the time. Honestly. And so, Jesus, today, I speak blessing and I speak honor. Lord, as Christine and I feel so honored and so blessed, I speak it right back to every person in this room. Lord, I speak it over every person, and first, those that couldn't be here, those in this region, I speak it over other churches. I speak it over the Bible College. I speak it over Southern California, this nation. God, would you return us back to honor and love and goodness? God, would you break in your Holy Spirit into our homes and into our hearts, where even as Jay was saying, where minds believe things that just mess us up, the criticalness of, we don't want that. We want love and joy and peace. We want the releasing of your power, your gifts, and your Spirit. So today as we go, we release your love, your goodness, your favor over every single person. Let us truly grow in love with you and with each other in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Hug each other. Love each other. Next week, I have a great word for you guys. So come hang out. It's going to be good.